The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Hello. How is everyone? It's Coach Shay here with Fitness Revolution. So excited to have you guys back. We are halfway through January already. Can you believe that? But today I have some amazing guests on. And so as you guys know, I do a segment called Let Go, Let Flow. And we always highlight the wins in the Black and Brown communities and then have courageous conversations with white women. And so these two women have a beautiful podcast called The Skin We're In. I hope I said that right. They'll tell me if I said it wrong. And so what they're talking about is how they fit in between Black and white women, right? And they're guiding us through conversations and narratives and reclaiming their power through the lens of their own life stories. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Lisa Harris and Anahita Champion. Did I say it all right, y'all?
Okay. Hi. Hello. Life in our skin.
Life in our skin. I knew I messed it up. I put it all in here. And I was like, I want to be, yeah. But I'm so excited to have you guys here. We've been talking about doing this. And now here we are. And yay. So welcome.
Yay.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So let's dig right in, right? So Lisa, I've known you now, gosh, it's 5 years. No, okay. Six. Six, we met in 2018 and then did our first event. And then Anahita, I met you right during that time. So 6 years later, here we are.
Wow.
How did 6 years pass, right?
What a time. What a time.
Yes. So Lisa, you're a beautiful author and storyteller. And I know Anahita, you've done great work with her. How did you guys come to this podcast to build this network and this space for you?
Oh, thank you, Ms. Anahita. Wow, she's passing the mic. we're a great duo that way. You know, Anahita and I have had these conversations for years. We met back in 2015. Right? Yeah, 2015. And those who are here in the Twin Cities, which I know this goes way beyond the Twin Cities, but Anahita is known here in the community with a lot of work that she does. Hosting events, and she's a beautiful Iranian American woman, and I am multiracial. My family is Native and Filipino, and we felt like in our community, in our spaces, that we were in the middle. And we say that often in our podcast that, you know, we have a unique relationship with the Black women in our community. We have a unique relationship with the white women in our community. We often bridge those communities, but our lived experiences are very different. And we had private conversations for years. Now I'll pass the mic on.
Why are they fighting so much? Where do we belong? Why are they fighting so
much?
And you guys are playing tug of war between us, huh?
You know, it's not even between. We're not even trying to stand out or find our place. We just felt that for quite some time in our community, especially in Minnesota, it's not the most racially diverse state. And being women from multiple ethnic backgrounds and having multiracial households, we realized that when we went to certain events, fashion shows, speaking engagements, social or professional networking events, we were underrepresented. There really was nobody that was on the stage or on the mic speaking on our behalf, quote unquote. I was part of a fashion show once and I attended another fashion show once and they said, this is a diverse range of models. Well, diverse meant myself, one Latina, a handful of our beautiful Black sisters and a couple of white women. And I thought, that's not equal at all.
Right.
You kind of have some token folks. So we just felt really underrepresented So the podcast came out of us being pissed for so long. And then we were like, hold up.
Yeah.
We're women in the middle.
Yeah. Like
the white community has that. Black community has that. We're in the middle, and it's beautiful. Like, we're going to stand out as women in mm-hmm. the middle.
Yeah. And I, you know, when we discussed the three of us ahead of time, I really understood that, right? As having girlfriends, and they've said that they're like, you know, I'm not white, not black. And then everyone wants you to choose a side. You know, and I said, that's got to be hard, right? Because here it is. And I don't know who started this, who knows, right? But society in America has, like, it's the black and white against each other. Then you guys in the middle, then what are you going to do? That's a lot on your shoulders, right? So give us an example of, like, your lived experience as life in your skin in America, or I'll say Minnesota, right? Just in Minnesota. Give me, like, a quick example, both of you. What something you've had to deal with that is probably a microaggression, passive aggressive, da 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 da.
Lisa, does anything come to mind?
Lisa, gosh, it's so funny when you're literally like put on the spot and you're like your mind just goes blank because there's so many
pieces.
You know, I would like to just share in this moment with that question is I often really felt like. When I went to events or different places, mm-hmm. I come from the corporate background many, many years ago. And when you walk into a room and like Anahita said, and they talk about diversity, so often it was a black and a white story. And so when they say, oh, you know, we are creating more diversity in our workforce, we're creating more diversity in our events. And it really is, you know, black women showing up mm-hmm. and the white community is saying, yeah, we got our diversity, check, check. That was really hard for someone like me or Anahita to be like, well, wait a minute, you know, black doesn't mean diversity. They don't equal each other. Diversity means diversity.
Right, exactly. Everybody.
And we so often just felt like, oh, we didn't want to offend our black sisters either in having conversations that were focused on us.
That was because so hard for us to acknowledge close, that.
Yeah, to so many women in our community, it shows up in so many different ways. And I can't think of an example right now.
Let me help you. So like growing up, right? You grew up in a predominantly white environment, correct, Lisa?
Yes.
Yes. So there had to be some microaggressions that people don't even realize that were said to you. At times that you just probably sucked, and we all did it, right, in school, that you didn't say anything at the time, that when you look back, you're like, God, that was offensive. That was a microaggression.
You know what's interesting is growing up, and I have an upcoming talk this Friday mm-hmm. at Creative Mornings where I'm sharing this little tidbit, mm-hmm. but the premise of my story is why are we blending in when we clearly stand out, right? Trying to blend in. Whether we're in the middle or if our complexion is a little darker or if it's a little lighter. Yeah. I mean, heck, there are Iranians in the north of Iran that have light skin, blue eyes, and there's Iranians in the south part of Iran that are Afro-Iranians or really mm-hmm. dark complexion Iranians. And so here, growing up, I always try to blend in. My name didn't feel like it was, mm-hmm. you know, it wasn't Anita, it wasn't Anna, it wasn't Anna, it was Anahita. And so clearly mm-hmm. it's Persian. Right. So anyways, for the longest time, it was, known that I wasn't the girl next door in the American mm-hmm. sense because I had hairy legs in sixth grade. We didn't shave them yet. They were just darker than my peers with blonde hair. And they were, girls were easy to point that. I was quick to point that out. I remember one time in the a la carte line, I was so excited to go get my donut, Long John with the icing on it. And then all of a sudden these two boys in front of me, which I was friends with, but they was kind of crushing on them. And one of them was like, I've never noticed. How come you have a mustache? And I'm like, oh man, like now with a 7-year-old.
Oh, they know we all have mustaches.
Listen, I embrace my beard like you wouldn't even believe, right? But I have a 7-year-old and there's a book that we read called Lakshmi's Mooch. And it's about a girl from India right around her age that embraces her mooch. Her mustache.
Her mooch.
So, I mean, you see me anywhere today, I am very flamboyant, like with my colors, my personality, and talking about, you know, boobs, curves, mooch, all the things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I'm like, our blonde sisters don't get that, right? I'm like, come on now.
Right, right. Yeah. And I think, you know, with what you're saying is creating space for you to be your true authentic self and not apologizing for anything. We never should have to apologize for exactly what your podcast is called, what life in our skin, right?
Life in our skin. Well, you know, it's funny too, when I think about microaggressions, one thing that comes out for me is the, who are you? Who are you? Where do you come from?
Where are you from?
And you're from the U.S. probably.
And yeah, from the U.S. But, you know, I think it's really hard for multiracial women and often biracial women is, you know, I am so many different things. And so it is really hard to, you know, some people are, what are you? Because honestly, they see what they want to see. Right. If they're biracial, they want to think that I'm biracial. If they're Latina, they want to think that I'm Spanish. If they're Asian, they want to think, oh, my mom's Korean and my dad's something else. You know, they want to just see whatever they are, because, you know, as humans, we want to connect with people with something right. that brings us together. So I think that's always been really frustrating. And a topic we talked about on one of our podcasts is the fact that being multiracial and my sisters, we at many different points in our lives have identified with different races mm-hmm. and have checked the box, which is an episode we have on Life in Our Skin.
Yeah.
We have checked different boxes based on where we were at that moment in time, what we identified with, mm-hmm. what our parents had told us. So at many different times, I've checked the white box. My dad is white. Mm-hmm. I've checked the native box. My dad is native. I've checked the...
Asian
box.
Is my mom is Asian.
Right? I've checked other and I've written my own things in there.
Right.
Yeah. So it's that can be really frustrating and like
absolutely
from an identity standpoint can be very confusing, especially when you're a young girl growing up and just dealing with all the things that we deal with as young women. Right. But not even knowing what box I'm supposed to check.
Well, I love this for you guys because it's something, you know, that is dear to my heart to create your own space, right? And feel comfortable, but also bring people in that didn't realize that maybe they were having biases, saying microaggressions, and really not learning who you are as a person and not just looking, like you said, at your skin. Mm-hmm. And so I think that is wonderful because there's so many women I've seen on your show now. I was like, oh, yep, I know her. I do work with her. I see her. I'm friends with her. And I, you know, the space when I thought about this and I reached out to you guys, it came to me and it came back to me after 3 years. So during COVID, when there was a whole thing, I had a lot of Asian women come mm-hmm. to me. Mm-hmm. After George Floyd and yeah. like, can you help us create space and, you know, and all these things. And so I kind of struggled with it for a second, and not that I didn't want to give a platform, but I guess for me, it was like, okay, so now you need my help, but where have you been when I had the story of life in my skin? And now, you know, and I had this courageous conversation with a woman who was of Asian descent, and she goes, that's fair. She goes, it's mm-hmm. kind of like we got so attacked over COVID, like it was our fault. Yeah. And as Asian, she goes, that I was like, oh my gosh, this is how Black people feel, like just being blamed for stuff that's not yours. And so when we had that conversation, I said, I really think it's important for you to understand how to create space for you and show up authentically. And she respected that. And we had such a good conversation about how that's kind of hard. Like you said, choosing sides, who are you? Now you're being, you know, traumatized by saying that something's your fault. And so how do you recognize that and then put that in the world in a positive way instead of internalizing that? And so I think it's great what you guys are doing. There's a ton of brown women that need to come on your show and be watching this, and everyone does. I think that that's the important message here. Is how are you going to connect with all these different audiences that need to learn about all of us, right? Right. Mm-hmm. It's not a Black or white thing. It's a people thing. Mm-hmm. And when we bring in that human part, humane right. part about learning about people, understanding the differences. And just like you guys know with my business, you take one person out, one culture, one equation, it messes everything up. We are the United States for a reason, because we want everyone in here and to learn about them. So I think it's wonderful. So how can people get connected if they want to be on your show or if they want to watch it?
Everybody has a story, and we love hearing everyone's story. Yeah. And a lot of the time it has to do with their self-identity as well, which is another complexity. Like, so for anyone that wants to hear about people's stories or participate in the conversation, the best place to reach us is going to our website at lifeinourskin.com, and you will find all the things, Lisa and Anahita.
Love it.
Yeah.
And then they will be on Let Go, Let Flow in person, hybrid at Modern Well, January 24th, which is Wellness Wednesday. So we'll be featuring them, their brand, and be talking about everything of life in our skin. Any little tidbit you want to leave us with before we sign off here? A positive quote or note?
Well, I mean, I think I may have mentioned this already, but something I always say is, why blend in when you can stand out? And sometimes you do stand out when you don't think about it. So just embrace it.
I like it. I wrote that down, Anahita. How about you, Lisa?
You know, I just, the older I get, I truly believe that this is our life and this is our story. And the more we're able to embrace all the pieces of it and really get closer to understanding ourselves and our identity, it just makes life a lot easier and a lot more peaceful in reaching out to different kinds of individuals and all their different lived experiences. So
I love it. I love it. Well, I'm excited to tune in. I know I can't be on the show, but I'm so excited. I'm excited to support it. Once again, go to their website, lifeinourskin.com.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then they will be on January 24th for Let Go, Let Flow at Modern Well at noon Central Time. You can come in person or hybrid. Check them out. And the one thing I'll leave you with, if anyone's that's watching, if you're having troubles to identify who you are and not comfortable in your skin, stop apologizing. Be you, be authentically you, and keep enjoying this journey, right? There's something beautiful about all of us. And that's our show, y'all. So as always, thank you for coming on. Really appreciate it. Excited to dig more in with you guys next week in person. So really excited for that journey. And to our guests, thank you for watching and tuning in. As always, inhale the positive, exhale the negative. This is Coach Shay with Fitness Revolution. Have a good one.
Bye.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
If you or someone you love is at higher risk and tests positive for COVID-19, there are some antiviral medications that can really help. These are prescribed pills that you take by mouth. These antiviral medications can benefit people who are older or have chronic underlying health conditions. Starting these medications as soon as you are diagnosed can help prevent your case of COVID-19 from becoming severe. You're less likely to be hospitalized or even die from COVID-19 when you're on the antiviral medication. So consult with your trusted healthcare provider right away if you test positive to see if these antiviral medications are right for you. And remember, it's better to prevent COVID-19 than to treat it once it hits. That's why it's recommended that all Minnesotans over 6 months of age get the updated COVID-19 vaccine.
In today's competitive market, investing in your team is key. Delta Dental of Minnesota offers coverage for your small business from 2 to 100 employees. Unleash the power of smile for your team. Visit deltadentalmn.org/small business.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
You started your business with an idea and a plan for the future. A plan that got you off to a great start. But now you see new opportunities as well as new challenges. Work with a banker who understands your business goals and knows how to help you reach them. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.